basically trying to find a medium of expression that I could sit down and write and put in a letter and send off to someone and say, hello, you know, how you doing? And both of us could understand the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I guess this is why from time to time I recite some of my own poetry back to me sometimes, especially in the situations I've run into before. And after you get into you'll see, I think, some of the things that I'm talking about. But and some of it is just mere daydreaming. Experiences that I've had. One such experience was down the Keys about 4 or 5 years ago. My wife and I went down. And there's a poem in there about that. And as I reminisce and go through that in my mind, mentally, I relive the whole experience myself. Mm-hmm. Now, hopefully, if someone else has been there, has seen a situation such as that, they too can relive the same situation. So I don't really write, to answer your question more directly, I don't really write for other people. I write for myself. And this is why I guess I had some reservations about even publishing it at first.
But, yeah, but, I know what you mean.
Because once you open your writing up to the public, you're really letting your life out, really. You're really letting all the secrets that you might have, or the little inner corners that you might want to keep from me out, you know. But as someone said, don't be selfish, somebody else might want to share your experiences, you know. So this is the only reason that I took this route. And now that I've taken it, I don't regret it. But I don't know how many people like it, I don't know how many people understand it. Maybe, you know, I don't try to judge it in terms of good or bad. I just, if it can influence somebody else, if something that I've said can help someone else to realize that a situation exists that needs working on, then the poem has accomplished what it's meant to do. There's one such poem on there, I think, on poverty. And on poverty as I see it and as individuals see it, here in Macon County, you know. True enough, we are going about, for the last 4 or 5 years or 10 years, we've gone about trying to change that situation. Of people sitting on the stoop, people with their dog runs, and whatever, cotton fields in the back. And we, as Southerners and also as Northerners, you know, we look down and turn up our nose, you know, some of them. But this is the life that they have lived and that they are happy with. So maybe what we're doing, we're trying to change their living pattern instead of trying to find what the crux of the problem is. Mm-hmm. And then find out what that problem is and work on that. Maybe they don't want a new house. Maybe they enjoy the life of leisure. Mm-hmm. And this is some of the things that I guess I just throw out for consideration. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an interesting thought.
It's a thought pattern. You know.
You were talking about, you mentioned something about you had reservations about publishing this book. I think Keats said, he was telling somebody about something similar to this. He said something to the effect that he didn't care whether anybody ever read his poems or not. It was just something he had to do. Which is kind of interesting. I don't know if you feel exactly the same way about that or not. Do you feel driven to write poetry?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Mm-hmm. Feel obsessed by it?
I don't just sit down and write. There are periods of time when, I guess maybe, especially early in the mornings, you know, I can't sleep and I have to get up. You know? And usually when I do that, I don't have to ponder. The poem is there, whatever I want to say is there, and it takes me 2 or 3 minutes to put it down. I might have to go back and refine it. Might want to take out the, you know, later on. But the complete thing is written. I think I wrote one